Hey, it's Chaya, and I'm back with another episode. And this one I want to call Dancing with PTSD, because the biggest thing of finding freedom with PTSD from where I sit right now is learning how to dance with it. Learning how to really take what is, because the reality is when you go back into a moment in your past, and you might have this even if you don't experience PTSD per se, where you know you find yourself projecting yourself into the past or projecting yourself into a future that might be scarier than the reality. What is helpful is to realize that it's real. What you're experiencing, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what your brain is telling your brain yourself is true. Your brain is saying, oh my God, you're in danger. Now, you might not be in danger, but in your brain, it feels real. And fighting it without recognizing that one factor will be a losing battle. And I know because I fought all my life. I spent most of my days pretending that I wasn't experiencing PTSD, pretending that things weren't bad at times, that they really were. And what would happen is I would find myself super depressed and I couldn't understand why. And today I get it. You see, I went to a Tony Robbins event. I went to UPW, Unleash the Power Within. An amazing event, and it was crazy. Half the time I spent enjoying myself, and I'll be 100% honest, the other half of the time I spent shitting all over myself. Excuse my French. but seriously, I really did. I sat and I focused on how messed up I was, you know, how like my past was turning me into a person that I never wanted to be, and it is what it is, and how I don't know how to love properly, and all these different things that were just building and stacking and stacking. I like to call it emotional stacking. Now, we can either use emotional stacking in the positive or in the negative. If you're not using emotional stacking, it's using you. Now, I'll explain to you what that means in a minute, but first, emotional stacking has always used me. I want to see if you relate. Like, have you ever found yourself in a situation where suddenly 100 things were going wrong at once? That's emotional stacking. It's usually not true. In fact, it's almost never true. If you're really in the here and now, there's never something really wrong. There's maybe things that can be fixed and dealt with, but never a whole list of stuff like this and that and the other. And we have to deal with all of these stuff all at once. It just doesn't work that way. So it took me a while to learn that. But if I can be fully real about this, which I'm going to, because that's my commitment to showing up here. I know it takes, I value your time, and I want it to be real transformation when you listen, when you hear it. I want to give you the opportunity to see things in the realest of ways. Well, I'm by this amazing event with Tony Robbins. I came back with my husband. I was there last year, and I was just about dating him for two, three dates at that point. And I had a vision of a beautiful life together with him. And then here I am coming back to the event with him. And yet, while that on the first day was the most exciting thing ever, somewhere around the first night, I started to feel really crappy. I'll take it a step further. I went so crazy. There is a fire walk, okay, where you walk literally on coals that are hot, like where the fire is literally coming off of it. And I walked on those coals. I didn't get a scratch. I listened to exactly what they said. I didn't get burnt, nothing. I learned how to distribute my body heat, the heat from the coals into my body, so that I literally was able to walk on it and distribute it throughout my whole body. And my body's bigger than that little piece where the coals were. So I didn't even feel it. And I was fine and I enjoyed it. And yet I walked off, and that was one of the most proudest moments of my life. And then 5 minutes later, it was done. I felt worthless. I'm getting chills as I talk about it, because that's the power of PTSD. That's the power of focusing on things that don't help you. So whether you have it or you don't, you always have the opportunity to focus. Are you focusing more on the things you can control? Are you focusing more on the things that you want? Or are you focusing more on the things you don't want or are trying to avoid or you can't control? because that will determine how you feel. So if you're focusing on your past or your future, those like that will actually determine if you feel enjoyment in the here and now. So I came out of there and suddenly I was focusing on all the things I couldn't control. I was focusing on how little I was compared to all the things I wanted to do. And I went literally, like the wind went out of my sails and it was over. I felt like crap. And I really didn't know how to get myself out because I didn't even know what happened. I decided to observe myself completely and let me go through my process and learn what's going on. And what I learned was astonishing. I learned that actually, when it comes to PTSD, when it comes to anything really, but specifically PTSD, because that's what I struggle with and that's what this podcast is all about, is how to actually deal with it. How do you get freedom through it? So what I learned is that our brain is so incredibly awesome. It literally is out to protect us on a whole new level, more than any other brain. And what I learned is that if you use this to your advantage, you can absolutely break through walls that and move mountains that you never thought were possible. You can live in a life of absolute and complete freedom. How so? I'll explain it to you. You see, I spent the next that night and the next day feeling pretty crappy about myself. Just feeling, I was also pretty exhausted, but I was just feeling like I don't know how to give proper love. I mean, I was molested when I was 5, so like the only connection I had to love at that like was that, and then I had gotten sexually abused many times, you know, in my teenagehood and my adulthood. So you know, I don't know how. Here I have a husband that's loving and kind and everything I ever wanted, and I don't know how. And I'm beating myself up, and instead of focusing on what I wanted, it turned into this huge monster. It was Godzilla eating, like literally huge, and it was just saying, like, you know, basically how I'm gonna lose him, and then it went even further, and I'm gonna lose this, and I'm gonna lose that, and literally that's the emotional stacking. It stacked to a point where I didn't want to get out of bed. I did, because I've made a pact to myself many years ago, and I've been keeping to it, where I get out of bed no matter how crappy it feels, and I show up in even the slightest way, because that's another story for another time, of the time when PTSD took me over and drowned me into bed and I could not get out. But I felt so bad. Like I didn't know how to heal it. And then I decided, you know what, I was just going to keep going. I was going to go to the next day of the event and keep going. And I did. And in that day, I smile because I feel like God literally spoke to me, and he reminded me how to stack emotionally in a way that works for me and how to dance with my PTSD. And what that means is what I did with the fear when walking on coals. So let me explain to you what I did. You see, realistically, because of our body mass, we don't have a problem walking on coals, for example, because our body mass is big enough that the heat from the coals, which are only on the bottom of your feet, if you properly distribute it throughout your entire body mass, you will be fine. Even a little kid, you will be fine, because you're big enough that little bit will divide itself throughout all the cells of your body, and you'll barely feel a thing. If you know how to focus your brain, if you're focusing on how there's hot coals underneath you and you're looking at them and you're seeing the fire, you will burn yourself, you will freak out, and you'll never want to do it again. And I know this because last year when I went on the coals, I tried to trick myself into believing I had to get across, and I threatened myself because if I didn't, whatever, and I made a story. But then halfway through, and it worked, and I got to go on the coals, but then halfway through, I woke up and I said, "What, are you crazy? That's a made-up story, and I'm on coals, and it hurts." And you know what? I jumped right off, and I got a little burnt. Nothing crazy. It really was not insane at all. And I kind of thought it was hot at the end because it was like cute little marks. But yeah, I got burnt. And this year I was pretty scared because why would I go back there if I can get burnt again? And then I decided, you know what, I was really determined. I made a decision. I was going to give it my all to get across properly because I knew people got across without getting burnt. So I wanted to be from those people. So I listened to what they said carefully, and what I realized is something incredible. The main part of what they were saying was not to teach you how to let the heat distribute itself through the through your body, but how to teach your brain to dance with you, the fear to dance with you. So when the fear tells you, you know, oh, but there's hot coals, you say, yeah, I know. But you know what? Our body, it will do everything it needs to do to protect us. And I know how to do this. Here's what I know to do. Yes, I know, you're right. And go where the fear is going, but then redirect it. And I did that again and again until I felt calm with myself and I felt confident to go ahead. And then the fear came up and said, but what if you get across and you get burnt again? I said, that's okay. But I want to focus. I want to focus on getting across without a scratch. And feeling confident and doing it gracefully and beautifully and just walking across like I mean it. And I did it. And it took me a moment or two to realize, because that happened before my little breakdown. So it took me a moment or two on the second day to actually realize why it worked and how to use it to my advantage. And I realized, what if I did this to my PTSD? What if when my past shows up, I go there and I walk to it, and then I don't resist it? Because if I resist it, then the PTSD will drag me further. But if I walk with it, then it won't fight me and I can actually redirect it. So I realized, what if I started to say, like, I get it. Like, we grew up in a crappy place. Like, yeah, we don't know how to give the love that you want. We're awesome. We want to give a love that, like, is unparalleled. And that's why I understand why you've been trying to beat me for it, because you want me to do better. But I get that. I really get that. And it's sad that we didn't get the kind of love we wanted. But I wonder what would happen if now we start focusing on how do we do it. I wonder how it'll feel. And do you see how I suddenly redirected it? I would redirect my fears and my PTSD by walking into it. Rather than being afraid of it, which is everything that I've always been, this is a brand new way of doing it for me. And I'm hoping that it can inspire you to do the same. Walk into the thing you're resisting the most, because ultimately, if you're resisting it, it means it will grow stronger. If you, whatever you resist persists, it will get bigger, right? Now, that's one factor, but also because maybe you'll find out it's not so scary, and maybe you'll find out you can redirect it. Which is literally what I did. So I started redirecting it, and then I realized if I just redirect it, then I'll be redirecting it the whole entire day because it'll keep taking me back. But what if I start emotionally stacking on a positive note? So then I shifted and I realized, oh my God, and I'm making this episode and I'm thinking, like, I'm going to listen to this one again because this is pretty goddamn awesome. What I realized is, what if I dance with my PTSD? I redirect it, right? I go into the, I dance with my PTSD is like twofold. First, I walk into the fear, into the PTSD, into the thing I'm so afraid of, and then I redirect it. And then once I've redirected it, what if I start emotionally stacking in a positive note? So I start saying, you know, so I went into the fear of, like, if I, like, I'll never be able to love the way I want to because I didn't get it when I was a kid. I should have gone. So now I say, yeah, I get it. I'm sorry. And that sucks. And I wish I could change that. But you know what? What if we can learn a different kind of love because we didn't get it, and we can go a whole nother way? And then I start stacking the goods of, you know, remember that time? Remember that time where I did something completely out of the ordinary, and I was so romantic and so loving and kind, and yeah, I know, and my brain starts taking me back, but you didn't feel, I know, I didn't, you're right, I didn't feel so good. There was like a few moments there where I felt like I was a fake, and you're right. But what if, like, it gets better, and the next time we do it, it gets even easier and even smoother, and we start to learn how to create those kind of romantic moments without, like, while feeling just energized and romantic while doing it. And I'm getting chills as I say it because it really it really moves you. If you use this in your life, in something that, an area that keeps dragging you down, you know, whatever it is that keeps pulling you, the whatever it is that keeps beating at you, and you practice this, you practice walking into it and then redirecting it. It's as if it's holding onto your hand and it's dragging you in one direction. Now, either you can let it drag you, or you can try to fight it, but it's still going to drag, or you can walk right into it so it feels like you're coming with it, and then say, okay, I gotcha, and then turn it around smoothly and show it another way, and then learn how to dance with it. And then if you add the emotional stacking as well, showing yourself the other times that it worked, whether it's for yourself or if you're having real trouble doing that, show yourself other options of the world, people outside in the world who made it. Let's say money is a thing for you, right? And you have a hard time making money. So, you know, and your brain beats you on it. So what if you walk into that fear and you say, yeah, you're right. Like, I grew up with crazy role models. You're right. I gave away all my money. I squandered it all away. Whatever it is that your thing is, you're right. I get it. And you're right. But what if we get a different chance right now to do it different? What if we, and yeah, you're right. You're telling me again how it hurts and how it's bad. But remember that one time we did do it right? Remember that one time? Do you remember, and if you don't have any to say from yourself, do you know how many people started from zero who didn't have, they're not from the Lucky Sperm Club? They're not born rich, they didn't get an inheritance, and they made billions of dollars. Do you know how many? I can be one of those many. What if I can be one of those many? And then you build and you build until you feel unstoppable and you feel like you can do it. So today I went quite a bit longer than I like to, but I felt like, I'm happy I did, because I'm just trying to do my best to share really my process, as well as in a way that you can take it for yourself and you know, and use it. I don't want to just document everything and that I'm observing and that I'm learning about PTSD, but I want you to also right off the bat be able to take it and turn it into usable knowledge that you can use for yourself on a day-to-day basis. So I'm really hoping this is helpful. If you like it, please find a way to let me know, either on Instagram or here, you know, like or leave a comment, something, let me know, because I love hearing from fans. It always makes me feel good, and yeah, I hope it resonates. I'll see you guys soon.